Home insurance premiums have jumped up almost 25% in the past year, about six times faster than income. Contents insurance is up almost 28%. According to the Labour Cost Index, a measure of salaries and wages, that's only gone up just over 4% in the same time. And earlier this year, a Consumer New Zealand survey found 8% of respondents had let their home insurance policies lapse due to the high costs. Insurance Council Chief Executive Chris Farfoy joins us now. Kia ora, Chris. Is insurance unaffordable for the average household?
Look, it's getting tough. I think what we're seeing at the moment is a couple of factors coming together. Inflation costs, just like any other sector, are impacting on insurance. And as the Reserve Bank showed last week in some research that put out, that we usually see a spike in insurance premiums post an event as reinsurers reevaluate. So, look, we know that consumers are doing it tough at the moment, and our simple message to them is, if they're finding things difficult, to make sure that they are contacting their insurance company to see what might be able to be done to ease their pressure there.
That's a couple of whopper jumps, though, 25% for home insurance premiums and about 28% for contents insurance. So do you think that insurance is becoming unaffordable for the average household?
Look, it's becoming tougher, and long term, there's some challenges as well. But as I said earlier, post an event, we usually do see premiums take a bit of a spike. Some of our members earlier this year, when they were announcing their results for the year, did say that they expect that the increases in the future, in the short term, to be not as severe as they have been in the last 12 months. Touch wood that we don't have any other events. But long term, we are worried about the impact of increasing number and severity of the likes of weather that we've seen in the last 15 months. And we know we need to move as a country to do what we can to protect communities, to make sure that insurance is still available and affordable in the future.
So that Consumer New Zealand survey, which was in about February of this year, about 8% of respondents had let their home insurance policies lapse because the costs were too high. Are you tracking figures? Do you know how many, within the industry, how many people have abandoned home insurance because of the price?
Look, just anecdotally, we're obviously hearing stories about people finding it difficult and people potentially lowering the amount of their insurance. Again, if we're talking about people's houses, we're going to make sure that they are continuing to protect those. It's most people, it's their biggest asset. So again, our consumer message is, if people are listening and they're finding those things difficult, to make sure that they contact their insurer to see if there are things like increasing their excesses or making sure that their coverage suits them, to make sure it continues to be affordable. As I say, we do see a spike post an event. Cyclone Gabrielle and the Auckland anniversary weekend were massive events for the insurance sector. We usually see about flooding type events, about $350 to $1 million paid out. But those 2 days, or those two events alone, were $3.7 billion events. So we think we're seeing a bit of a spike in the premiums, and we hope that in the short term, in the medium term, that will level out.
Any idea how many properties are uninsurable because of the risks?
No, we don't. Obviously, we for issues around the Hawke's Bay, Gisborne and Auckland, those houses or those properties that were made Category 3 are uninsurable in the future because of life risk, and therefore the insurance risk is too high there. But, you know, in terms of underinsurance, we'd like, again, those conversations to happen between consumers and their insurance companies, to make sure that they've got the right amount of cover, that if the worst were to happen, they've got enough money or the right premium there to make sure that they can replace what they've got.
Some big organisations are opting out of commercial insurance. Catholic Church in Otago, it's going to self-insure. And that is what Wayne Brown wants to do with the Auckland Future Fund. He wants to self-insure some of Auckland's assets. I mean, are your members pricing themselves out of the market here? People are looking for alternatives.
If they're going to go to the reinsurance market, it's going to be exactly the same reinsurance market that our members go to. It's been more difficult in recent years, and it becomes more difficult for the likes of New Zealand insurance companies when you have an event like we did 15 months ago.
What's profit like in the industry, Chris? I mean, what level of profit are they making? What's their return on investment?
Well, you'd have to ask each company individually, Lisa, but I think it's in everyone's interest to make sure that we've got profitable insurance companies. You don't want them to be in financial peril if something
No,
happens so
of
that they
course
can
not,
stand
but
up.
it's level of profit, isn't it? And so I'm just wondering, does the Insurance Council have absolutely no idea how much profit the industry
Look,
makes generally as a
our
whole?
members released those. I can't recall them off the top of my head, but what I would say is when we've got challenging conditions where insurance reinsurance costs are going up, when some of those companies do make profits or have a margin that they, a lot of them would think about reinvesting that the next year to make sure that they can have the same level of reinsurance to continue the cover that people in New Zealand expect.
Is it time for a market study into insurance and the cost of it?
Look, I think we've got a pretty well-functioning market at the moment. There are challenges at the moment because we buy reinsurance from a global market, and at the moment that's getting more difficult. About 40% of an insurance premium is actually made up of FENZ levy, EQC levy, and GST. 20% of that is around reinsurance, 25% is claims costs, and operational costs and margin get to about 15%. So there's lots of drivers that go into the striking of a premium. Not all of them are within the purview or the control of the insurance sector.
Appreciate your time, Chris. That's Chris Farfoy, who's the Insurance Council's chief executive.